Well, as the monkey said when he got his tail caught in the lawnmower, it won't be long now. The short end of a great tale. Now to give you some tidbits of history of Holden Village. An old Indian chief was going down the road when a tree fell on him, and he shouted, "Get this post off us." Yeah, that's the way the post office department was started up in this country. Some years ago, many years ago, I came up this hill and I saw an old Indian chief. He was parked near his teepee down at the lake, and he was eating breakfast. So I came back 10 years later, and I saw the old Indian chief eating breakfast, and I said to myself, "I'm going to ask this old Indian chief what he had for breakfast 10 years ago." And I went up to the teepee, and I said, "How?" And the old chief said, "Scrambled." And so on and so on. The tailing pile at Holden Village, and named after a Chinaman, his name was Tay Ling. The miners at the Holden mine had a little trouble in the earlier years. They dropped a piano down the mine shaft and they got an A-flat minor. Yes, indeed. There's a lot of other history too. The canyon at Holden Village was formed by a Swede and a Norwegian. The Norwegian dropped a nickel down a gopher hole, and the Swede dropped a dime down a skunk hole, which they lost. And so they grabbed their shovels and started digging. Now they're at the end of the canyon, still looking for that dime and the nickel. And you can see them on a clear day, still shoveling. Yes, the doctor told me to watch my weight, so I'm putting it where I can watch it. I used to have an hourglass figure, but the sands of time have shifted. If any of you suffer from Dunlap's disease, that means that the stomach has Dunlap's over the belt. Dunlap's disease. Yes. You know why Polacks can't drink Kool-Aid? It's because they can't get 2 quarts of water into a package. Yes. Why do Norwegians smile when they see lightning? They think they're having their picture taken. Why do they bury Norwegians with their feet sticking out of the ground? They use them for bicycle racks. What is the best thing to come out of Norway lately? An empty boat. Holden Village is a good place for a change and a rest. Come down to the pool room, we'll take your change and give you the rest. Yeah, another beautiful day at Holden Village. Yes. Yeah, the definition of a pool shark at Holden is a good fish. Yeah, the best fish at Holden is a pool shark. And so a little more tidbits of history over here at Holden Village. The dogwood trees up here. Have you seen the dogwood trees today? They have a nice bark. And then there are the singing pine trees at Holden. Yeah, they have a high pitch. Yeah. There was a preacher who was preaching a Sunday morning sermon here. And he said, "Brothers and sisters, I am sorry to tell you that I lost my watch, and I didn't know what time it was." And someone shouted from the audience, "That's all right, brother. There's a calendar hanging on the wall." One time we had a choir here at Holden singing in the balcony, and an elderly woman fell asleep during the sermon while she was in the choir. So she fell over the side and grabbed a chandelier, was swinging in the breeze when her petticoat was showing, and the preacher shouted, "Anybody who looks will be struck blind." And a fellow from the audience held a hand over one eye and shouted, "Preacher, I'll risk one eye." Then, too, we were driving along the road when we came to Chelan, when we saw a man fishing in a plowed field. And I said to Ole, "Look, there's a guy fishing over there in the plowed field. Shall we tell him there's no water?" And Ole said, "No, we can't. We ain't got a boat." Well, then Ole and Sven, they decided to go fishing one day. And they went out in their boat. And Ole said to Sven, "This was a good spot we were fishing. We better mark the place on the lake." Sven said, "No, we better mark the boat." And Ole said, "Well, how do you know we're going to get the good same boat tomorrow?" I went fishing in Hart Lake recently, and I didn't have any bait. So I cut out a picture of a worm and hung it on my hook, threw it in the lake, pulled up my line, and there was a picture of a fish. I also had a fishing friend who was very good at fishing. He weighed about 300 pounds. So he bought a huge pair of overalls, three times too big for him. And it looked like a circus tent on him. He wired the bottoms of the legs of the overall shut. And then he'd dive in the river. And every time he dived in the river, he'd come up with a huge catch of fish in his overalls. I went fishing recently in Lake Chelan, and there was an old car down by the near the dock, and I threw my line in next to the car, and the fish rolled up the window of the old car. So then I decided to take a picture of the fish. When I opened my camera and took out the negative, and there was a 26-pound negative. So here we are again in the Holden Auditorium. Fishing for jokes. As the Swede farmer said when he was candling eggs, "That was a good yoke." Yeah. That was like the farmer who was outstanding in his field. You heard about the farmer who moved to town when he heard the country was at war. I once went to Hong Kong, and I tried to call up a couple of my friends, Wing and Wong, but unfortunately, I winged the Wong number. Here, back at Holden Village again. Yes. You know what the best thing to come out of Norway recently was? An empty boat. One time I was in London, and I said to an Englishman, "I heard that your wife died recently, and you buried her the other day." And he said, had you, they tell about the American soldier who was brought back to England during World War II, unconscious, and he woke up, and here was this English nurse. And he said to this English nurse, "Did they bring me back today?" And she said, "No, they brought you back yesterday." Well, anyway, we'll have to sing the bowling song for you too at Holden. Roll, roll, roll your ball gently down the alley. Merrily, 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 fun in our little valley. And we also have the pool song at Holden. Roll, roll, roll your ball gently across the table. Merrily, 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 hit it if you are able. Well, again for some jokes at Holden Village from Wes Preeb here on this beautiful day at Holden Village. Well, anyway, why did the Norwegian sleep under an oil tank? Because he wanted to get up oily. You all know your Bible history, don't you? Yes, the history of how baseball was started in the Bible. It's in the book of Genesis, in the beginning. Yes, beginning. And then money is mentioned in the Bible too. And the dove brought the greenback, recorded in Genesis. Also, who was the straightest man in the Bible? It was Joseph. They made a ruler out of him.
What is the best thing to come out of Norway recently? Well, I believe the answer is an empty boat. The Norwegians have invented a new parachute. It opens on impact. Famous inventions. The Swedes invented the toilet seat. 20 years later, the Norwegians invented the hole in it. A fellow in our hometown is starting a new business. He applies black paint on cement blocks and sells them to Norwegians as bowling balls. I went fishing up at Holden recently, and I had a friend who weighed about 300 pounds, and he bought a pair of overalls that were three sizes too big, and the overalls looked like a tent on him. So he wired the legs shut, and every time he jumped into the river, he came up with a huge catch of overalls, fish in his overalls, not overalls in his fish. Did you hear about the fellow who broke his shoulder during a milk drinking contest? A cow fell on him. The Swedes are proud of their new zoo. They built a fence around Norway. Why do Norwegians smile when they see lightning? They think they're having their picture taken. Well, at Holden Village, it's good for a change and a rest here. Come down to the popcorn department at Holden. We'll take your change and give you the rest. Did you hear about the intelligent Norwegian? They say it was a rumor. Well, here we are again. How do you hide money from a Norwegian? You place it under a soap dish. Well, so much for Norwegian jokes. We will look and see what happened to the Swedes. The Swede had trouble putting happy birthday on a cake. His main problem was getting the cake in the typewriter. Well, here we are. Ever wonder who invented streaking? It was a Swede who mistook Ben Gay for Preparation H. Why don't the Swedes tell Polish jokes? Because they don't understand them. How do Polacks recycle toilet paper? They send it to Mr. Whipple, who squeezes the you-know-what out of it. Why do Polish dogs have flat noses? From chasing parked cars. There is a new Swedish drink, vodka and Folgers coffee. Yes, they call it Mrs. Olsen. What caused the Italian submarine to sink? Because someone left the screen door open. Dane, did you ever eat lutefisk? Norwegian, no. But I think I stepped in some one time. Well, anyway, so I went fishing at Holden Village, and it was a beautiful day, and I threw my line into the lake, and there was an old car down at the bottom of the lake. Just as I got my line near the car, the fish rolled up the window. So then I took a picture of the fish. It was a huge fish, and I opened my camera, and there was a 26-pound negative. Well, back to the jokes again. There is a new use for beer can tabs, a combination Polish wedding ring and nose picker. What do you call a 35-year-old Pole in the third grade? A genius. Anyway, here we are. I went to the nearest town of Chelan, and I was walking down the street when I saw a drunk pounding on a streetlight post. And I asked the drunk, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm trying to get into my house." And I said, "How do you know it's your house?" And he said, "I know it's my house because my wife's home. There's a light on in the upstairs bedroom. Well, then I walked a little farther down the street, and I saw another drunk putting a dime in a parking meter. And he said, "My goodness, I've lost 20 pounds. And he evidently stepped on the wrong scale. However, I went into a restaurant there to order a cup of coffee, and I said, "Waitress, there's a fly in my coffee." And she said, "What did you expect for 40 cents, butterflies?" Then I said, "Waitress, bring me a dish of ice cream." And she said, I said, "There's a fly in my ice cream." And she said, "Don't you like winter sports?" And then I said, "Waiter, there's a fly in my soup." And the waitress said, "Well, what did you expect for a quarter? An eagle?" And so I said, "Well, I'd like to speak to the manager." And she said, "I'm sorry, the manager has gone out to lunch." Well, I was getting on the boat at the Lady of the Lake when the water was very rough, when I saw a fellow, a Norwegian, fall in the lap of an old lady. And she said, "What kind of a man are you?" And he said, "Well, I once was a Norwegian, but now I'm a Laplander." Well, many years ago, I was coming up the road at Holden Village, and I saw an old Indian chief camped by the road near his teepee, and he was eating breakfast. So I came back 10 years later, and I saw the same Indian chief having breakfast. And I said, "Well, he is a very wise old chief. I will ask him what he had for breakfast 10 years ago." So I went up to the teepee, and I raised my hand, and I said, "How?" And the old Indian chief answered, "Scrambled." And then there are many other interesting things. Now, you heard about in Bismarck, North Dakota, they had to close their library recently. Somebody checked out a book. I went into a small town out here in Washington, and however, there was a huge gate across the highway. It said closed on Monday. So I had to come back on Tuesday. Unfortunately, my car broke down in the town, and I didn't know what to do. So I took the car to a mechanic, and he said, "It will take several hours to fix your car." I was walking down the street when I spied a funeral going on in a church. So I decided to go inside and take in the funeral to kill time while I was waiting for my car to be fixed. So I sat in the back row of the church, and the preacher announced that anybody who wished may get up and give a eulogy for the deceased. So immediately I stood up. I said, "Well, I never knew the deceased. I was never acquainted with him. However, since we got a lot of time to kill here, I'd like to talk to you all about my home state of South Dakota." So I stayed about 20 minutes and showed slides and talked about my home state of South Dakota, when the undertaker gave the hearse driver the signal to go to the cemetery. However, the hearse driver made a mistake and went through a plate glass window in a drugstore. The casket slid up to the counter, and the man in the casket sat up. And the clerk came, and he said to the man in the casket, "May I help you?" And the man in the casket said, "Yeah, have you got anything to stop this coughing?" Well, here's another one. Why do North Dakota mothers seem so hefty from raising all those dumbbells? Evidently, the Montana people tell the jokes about the North Dakota people. There are some very interesting things about North Dakota, which is a neighbor to mine. There was a Norwegian out there who was digging a well. However, the well went dry, so he sat down beside the well and threw a few sticks of dynamite in the well and blew it up. And then he sang, "No well, no well, no well, no well." Also, North Dakota housewives have stopped using paper plates because they kept clogging up the dishwasher. If any of you are asked here at Holden where the road goes to on this main street at Holden, You just tell them it doesn't go anywhere. It stays right there. The singing pine trees at Holden always are looking very beautiful here because they had a high pitch. Well, here's one. What did the North Dakota do when he found he had used up all his sick leave? He called in dead. There was a fellow who read that the Surgeon General said cigarettes caused cancer in mice. So he put his cigarettes on the top shelf where the mice couldn't get at them. Anyway. Well, here we are. North Dakotan sold his farm. A few years later, he returned and asked the new owner, "Didn't I have two windmills on my farm?" The new owner replied, "Yes, but I had to take one down. There wasn't enough wind for two windmills." One time a Texas rancher and a South Dakota rancher were discussing the size of their ranches. The Texas rancher said that his ranch was so huge that it took him 3 days to cross his ranch with a pickup truck. And the South Dakota rancher said, "Well, I once had a truck like that." Yes, and then there was the North Dakotan who figured out the secret of retiring in life and could make $1 million. So he first bought 50 sow pigs, then he bought 50 buck sheep. He was then able to retire because he had 100,000 bucks. Did you hear about the two North Dakotans that froze to death in a drive-in theater recently? They went to see the movie Closed for the Winter. There are also some Bohemians who invented a new parachute, which opened on impact. A German decided to get a vasectomy because he didn't want any more grandchildren. There is a new Swedish coffee also. Here the Dane said, "Did you ever eat lutefisk?" Norwegian, "No. But I think I stepped on some once." Did you hear about the Norwegian who had his bathroom carpeted? He liked it so well, he had it carpeted all the way to the house. There is a TV network who is planning a two-hour special. A Swede will attempt to count to 100. A Swede was fired at the local packing plant recently for putting brains into Polish sausage. A Bohemian went to a hardware store and asked if they had any burnt-out light bulbs. He needed one for his photography darkroom. A German was brought to the hospital with severe facial burns. It seems he had been bobbing for French fries. And then why do they call Polak, a Polak who was half Indian, they call him a running dummy? A Polak went on an elephant hunt but was forced to turn back because he developed a hernia from carrying a decoy. How do they brainwash anybody, especially Norwegians, Swedes, Italians, and so forth? They give them an enema. We're concluding this with a song. It's called Roll, Roll, Roll Your Ball Gently Across the Alley. Merrily, 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 merrily. Fun in our little valley. Holden welcomes you. Hello.